You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour with me, Alex Mearns. We are back, thankfully, with another seven of the best from one of Britain's biggest football clubs. This is the seven of the best Aston Villa players ever. Oh yes, we're coming on to Aston Villa. Each week we'll be going through different clubs up and down the football land and deciding who were the seven of the best from that particular club's history. Last week we went to East London and decided that Bobby Moore was the best player to ever play for the Hammers. I would like to thank you football friends for the great reaction to that Hammers podcast. This week, you lucky Football Hour fans, we have a treat in store. The reason I give you these podcast presents where we count down the seven of the best is because this podcast is sponsored by 7otb.com, which is a free-to-play game where you pick your seven of the best predictions from the top eight football leagues in the country. Easy as you like. Five wins, one banker, which is the team you most strongly feel will win that game week, and simply to end it all off, to get your seven, you have to pick one draw. That's the hard bit, but I think you can do it. I've got confidence in you. The most incredible thing about seven of the best is the fact you are never more than 4 weeks away from winning £1 million. Every week, I think of one new thing I would spend the million pound on. This week, I would spend that million pound on buying the world's best scientists to come up with a hangover cure. Oh yes, I went out last Friday and I went out last Saturday, and my gosh, Sunday certainly wasn't fun at all. Currently, I don't know about you, but my hangover cure is Iron Brew and Domino's. I need something better, football friends. That's why I'm going to put my million pound into finding the cure for a hangover. And with Christmas coming, I think I'm going to need it. What's coming up on the podcast? We're going to stop talking about Iron Brew and Domino's, and we're going to be picking our seven of the best players to ever play for Villa. We'll be giving you, football friends, the opportunity to pick your seven of the best Aston Villa players via At The Football Hour. I'll be telling you my rather respectable results on 7otb.com last week. Oh yes, Alex Mearns is getting better. We'll also be walking you through my predictions for game week 19. Hopefully, this is my week. I'm feeling lucky, football friends. But first, let's kick off the show by counting down the seven of the best Aston Villa players ever. This podcast will certainly not be mentioning the likes of Jolyon Lescott, Charles Nzogbia, and Eric Jemba Jemba. So bad, they named him twice. We'll be focusing on the cream of the villain's crop. So we'll start from seven, and we'll work our way to the best player to ever play for Villa. Here we go. Are you ready? At number seven, Alan Evans played for Villa from 77 to 89, and he is regarded as one of Villa's all-time greatest defenders. To be recognised by a club and its supporters as one of the greats is always an honour, but what makes Evans' inclusion in Villa Defenders Hall of Fame so special is that he was originally signed as a goalscorer, a striker. The Scot signed from Dunfermline in 1977 as a centre forward, but was soon converted to centre half, where he enjoyed a long and successful career for Villa, making 475 appearances. Evans played a key role in Villa's 1980-81 league winning season, contributing to a splendid defensive record that saw the side concede just 40 goals in 42 games. Consistent at the back and a fine header of the ball, Evans claimed a number of trophies in his time at the club, including that big one, the European Cup. At number six on the chart, Peter McFarland played for Villa from 52 to 62. Peter James McFarland accomplished a number of great things during his time at Villa, but the main reason he is widely considered as one of the all-time greats is because of his goals in the 1957 FA Cup final. McFarland single-handedly won it for Villa. Villa had failed to win a trophy in the preceding 37 years, but his two second-half goals secured the cup for Aston Villa fans. McFarlane will also be remembered for another incident in the same game. After just 6 minutes, he clashed with the Manchester United goalkeeper, Ray Wood, leaving the Red Devils custodian unconscious with a broken cheekbone. Flaming heck. Wood had to leave the field, and as this was in the days before subs were allowed, he was replaced in goal by Jackie Blanchflower. The goalkeeper came back on as an ineffective outfield player before going back in goal for the final 7 minutes. A very weird cup final for Jackie Blanchflower. Number 5 in the chart, Trevor Ford. Appearances 128, goals 61. If there was half a chance of a goal, or possibly even less, Trevor Ford was willing to throw himself in where it hurt. Strong, courageous, he simply revelled in battles against opposition centre-halves and loved the business of scoring. You only have to look at his statistics to realise that. During his time with Villa, he established himself as one of the most prolific marksmen in the club's history, falling only marginally short of a goal every two games. Number 4 in the charts, Paul McGrath. Regarded as one of the greatest players in Aston Villa's history, Paul McGrath's name is still the most chanted by the Villa Park faithful. The 1993 PFA Footballer of the Year award and two League Cup winners' medal were the tangible achievement of his seven-year spell. However, McGrath's impact on the football club was far, far greater than those accolades. In Aston Villa, the complete record by Rob Bishop and Frank Holt, McGrath is credited with turning the business of defending into an art form. McGrath's contribution was all the more impressive given his problems with dodgy knees and the demon to alcohol. Number 3. Johnny Dixon. Played for Villa from 1945 to 1961. Johnny Dixon spent his entire professional career as a footballer at Aston Villa. After writing to the club asking for a trial simply because he liked their name, the former frontman passed away at the age of 85 in 2009, and due to a battle with Alzheimer's, was sadly unable to remember his greatest ever triumph. Dixon was the last man to lift the FA Cup as Aston Villa captain back in 1957. However, a few years before his death, he was able to recall the event, admitting he almost broke down in tears before the full-time whistle at the thought of lifting that famous FA Cup trophy. Number 2. Dennis Mortimer. Dennis Mortimer will forever be known as the captain during Aston Villa's greatest hour. Mortimer was the man who lifted the European Cup during that famous victory over Bayern Munich in Rotterdam on May 26, 1982. The Liverpoolian midfielder played a crucial part in Villa conquering the continent, having led the Claret and Blues to the First Division title the year before. We are here. We are finally at Aston Villa's greatest ever player. Here we go, Villa fans. It's Gordon Cowans. Appearances, just the measly 527. The goals, 59. Few players throughout Villa's history can match the sheer quality of passing displayed by midfield ace Gordon Cowans. Over 15 yards, or 50, the midfielder's delivery of a football oozed poise and oozed precision, and invariably set a dangerous attack in motion. Gordon Sidney Cowans will also be remembered as Villa's prodigal son. He left the club 3 times, and on each occasion he returned, latterly as a youth coach and then first team coach. He was also destined to wear claret and blue, having been on schoolboy forms at Villa Park from the age of 12, which probably explains why he always was tempted back. On leaving school, he graduated through Villa's youth and reserve teams before being handed his first taste of senior football in 1976, when he went on as a substitute against Man City at Main Road. By the end of the following season, he was a first-team regular, as well as winning a League Cup medal following a dramatic victory over Everton in the second replay of the Marathon 1977 final. Between 79 and 83, he didn't miss a single match as he became an integral figure in the most successful period of the club's history, adding a league championship, European Cup and European Super Cup medals to his collection. There we go, Villa fans and all football fans. That was the seven of the best players to ever play for Aston Villa. If you do not agree with any of my picks, come on, they were good picks, but if you wish to create your own seven of the best Villa players, tweet at the Football Hour using the hashtag 7OTBAVFC with your seven of the best. Now, we have finished our countdown. We can discuss 7OTB.com and how I got on last game week. I didn't do too bad. I got 16 points. I went for a home win. Derby County to beat Burton. They scored late, but they got me the points. I went for Man City. They scored late. They got me the points. Then I went for an away win, Southampton against Bournemouth. It was a boring 1-1 draw. Away win, Liverpool. They scored me some points and they scored some goals in the process. 5-1 away at Brighton and Hove. A gorgeous free kick by Philip Coutinho underneath the wall. I love you, Coutinho. Well done, my son. Tottenham, I went for an away win at Watford. They just about scraped a 1-1 draw. Then I went Preston North End to beat QPR. They did well for me. Good boys, Preston North End. They won 1-0. And finally, I went for a draw. Aberdeen versus Rangers. It finished 2-1 Rangers. Well, thank you very much, Rangers, for getting the late winner. Okay, those were my predictions last week. This is my lucky week. I'm telling you, this is my lucky week. I am feeling extraordinarily lucky. You know why? Because these are my predictions. I made them on 7otb.com. They are much better than yours. I'm sure of it. I am so sure of it. I've gone for wins for Spurs, Villa, Derby County, Preston North End, my side, Leeds United, and my banker this week, a Wolverhampton Wanderers at home to Sunderland. Chris Coleman is the new manager at Sunderland. And you're getting beat by Wolves, my son. You are getting beat. You should have stayed as Wales manager. And finally, my draw, the hard one. I have gone for Norwich City versus Sheffield Wednesday. Sheffield Wednesday are drawing a lot of games at the moment. Wink, wink, hint, hint. Maybe go for them. Actually, don't trust me. Don't trust me. But that's my draw. Norwich City versus Sheffield Wednesday. To enter your predictions, all you need to do, football friends, is head to www.7otb.com to set up your profile and new teams with your mate. Then, just like I have, insert your seven of the best game week selections. It's free to enter. And what did I say at the beginning? You could possibly play your way to £1 million. Yes, the price on seven of the best is £1 million. If you don't get that, we've got weekly cash prizes to win as well. So it's a pretty good game. And guess what? It's free to enter. So quids in, really, isn't it? It's quids in. And finally, remember, if you play the game on your own already and you want your mates to get involved, you can go to Manage My Team section on 7OTB website and send your mates a WhatsApp. Just drop them a WhatsApp into the group. We go, lads, get involved with this. I want to make a team. We're going to win the team prize this week. Okay, do that on WhatsApp. If you don't have WhatsApp, why haven't you got WhatsApp? But if you don't worry about it. You can send them an email notification. It's that simple. I like to give this a little drop every week. At 7OTB Football. That is the Twitter account of 7 of the Best. And guess what? They tweet constantly throughout the week, helping you, giving you advice on who to select for the game weeks. Remember, get your selections in before 3:15 on Saturday. 3:15 on Saturday, head to that Twitter account and they'll help you pick a few teams. They give you some nice selections. Right, that's it. The show is finished. Aston Villa's greatest ever players, their seven of the best, is complete. I've told you what my game week predictions for seven of the best are going to be this week. So all that's left to do is say thank you so much, football friends, for listening to this podcast once again. You listen in your absolute droves. You are addicted to this podcast and I love you. Thank you so much. Big love goes out to 7otb.com for sponsoring this podcast. I'll be back next week. If you've got any suggestions which team you want me to do before Christmas, tweet at the Football Hour or tweet at 7OTB Football and we will do that team's seven of the best. There we go. I've been Alex Mearns. This has been the Football Hour. Seven of the best Aston Villa players sponsored by 7OTB.com.
You've been listening to the Football Hour. with Alex Mearns.